Hi, it's Dean O'Brien here, and we want to introduce you to our podcast series, Industry Experts. Today, we're going to share some industry insights from Hayley Mitchell from Mitchell PT Property Management Training. Hi, I've got Hayley Mitchell from Mitchell PT Property Management Training here today. She's one of our industry experts that is now partnershipping with O'Brien Real Estate. So she's going to share with us her insights on what's actually happening in the property management market and what's really important for our landlords to know moving now with the legislation changes. So Hayley, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm an industry property manager, so I've been in the industry now 20 years, which is terrifying, but it's clocked over last week, so that was good.
Congratulations. It's, not many people can say they've journeyed that long in the industry.
No, and I did enjoy a really lovely bottle of Moët on the Tuesday night, so that was good. I am a trainer and consultant, and I also have my own property management business as well, so I'm a practicing agent at the same time.
Now, Hayley, you did a fantastic presentation, and I take this opportunity to thank you at our landlord night there out at Narre Warren, where we had in excess of 300 people and landlords attend. The feedback we got was outstanding. It was just very informative, and to your credit, someone actually wrote in the feedback, which was fantastic to us, make sure we keep Hayley Mitchell part of the O'Brien team. So I think it'd be a great opportunity for the ones that attended it, just a little refresh, but also for the ones that missed out. What should they be looking for, and what should they be looking out for with the new legislation changes in property management?
Yeah, so 1st of July 2020, we're going to have 130 changes coming through our legislation. It's actually 138 to be exact, but it's quite a significant change to the current legislation. At the moment, the bill has been written and passed at Parliament. The actual legislation has not been fully written yet, so there may be some changes to what has been proposed in the bill, but I think for the most part it's pretty much going to go through as is, from what I've been told.
I think from the feedback early on that some of our landlords were really scared of these changes, and I think that was fundamentally put forward early with that. Should they be scared?
No. That simple answer, no. I think the first, next year I think is going to be pretty rough on a lot of people while we change all our systems, all our procedures, the way we manage property and the way we manage our tenants as well. I think once we've all got a head around it and it's all implemented, it'll be pretty much smooth sailing, and you'll look back in a couple of years and go, wow, can you remember in the old days when we used to do it like this? How ridiculous was that? So it'll become the new norm. I think it's really important to actually be aware of the changes so that you can start planning for them now, rather than just wait until they come into play and then go, oh, what's just happened? Because there's a couple of agents out there that I've spoken to that go, oh, don't worry about it till 2020, we'll just deal with it then. And I'm like, but you can actually start preparing for it now.
And I think that's the successful approach to it, isn't it? Because 130 changes is a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Some of them people will think automatically go, wow, that's enormous. But a lot of people and good landlords don't really worry about it at all, mm-hmm. because they've got a lot of safety already about it. They're concerned for their tenants and they are looking for a really great experience for their tenants.
Yeah.
So some of these changes are actually in line with their properties.
That's it.
But for some might need significant changes because what they haven't been doing or maintaining or improving and understanding, it's a good time to start.
Yep. And some landlords shouldn't be landlords.
Yep.
I mean, tell I know more. That sounds terrible.
Let's talk about that.
You know, the landlords that have really badly maintained properties, that think, oh, it's just a tenant, don't worry about it, that are reluctant to do maintenance or do safety checks on the property as well with regard to smoke alarms and gas heaters and that sort of thing, they shouldn't be landlords. And there's going to be massive penalties for doing the wrong thing in the future, which I think is actually great.
I think there's going to be a real industry shift. I know from a director of our company and who's heavily involved in the property management sector in the real estate, that a lot of property managers have a real concern about these landlords we talk about, because they know that there's significant penalties in place. They know we've got a government that's actually going to enforce these penalties, not just be toothless tigers as they have been in the present.
Yep.
So they're sitting there advising these landlords, but those landlords that you talk about, maybe they need to have a real consideration, as you say, where to from here, because it's not just a little slap on the wrist moving forward. It's a significant shift in penalties. And Just can you explain just one change and what a penalty could look like, so that you think will be a common mistake or a misappropriated time that a landlord could make, and what could be the outcome from it?
Yeah, so the penalty units is one of the most significant changes. So one penalty unit is currently $165.22. Yep. So for example, if I own a milk bar and I sell cigarettes to a minor, someone under the age of 18, it's a 4 penalty unit fine. As a landlord, under new regulations when they come in or legislation, once, so say you serve a notice to vacate because you want to do repairs and renovations on the property, you need to go ahead with those repairs and renovations or take the property off a rental market or not use for a residential purpose for a period of 6 months from when the notice to vacate was given. Now, if you, say, serve a notice to vacate for repairs and renovations, you get your tenant out, you then get the agent to re-advertise the property for leasing again before that 6 month period, it's a 150 penalty unit fine, which is just below $25,000. So that's pretty major change.
Look, we've both been in the industry for a period of time, and we both would say that a lot of landlords have misused legislation over the period of time for the benefit of themselves.
Sometimes, agents as well.
And I was going to say agents as well, because they felt it's the easier way.
Correct.
But a penalty of, as you just explained, up to $25,000, now it goes to show that there is no more mucking around.
Yep.
Okay. A lot of the feedback we got from our landlord night, that it's all in the tenant's favour. How do you feel about that?
It's a really hard one, because I agree with you.
Yep.
I do think it's in the tenant's favour more than landlord. However, I think for the most part, with landlords and tenants that actually do the right thing, and agents that do the right thing abiding by legislation now, they're really not going to be affected. It's for those ones that play the game. So it's going to be harder to get tenants out of properties, especially around rent arrears, which is a significant worry, I think, for a lot of landlords. But really, when you talk about rent arrears, they're such a minor part of what we actually do, because 99% of tenants pay their rent on time.
Yep.
They might be 1 or 2 days late here or there, but that's about it. So severe rent arrears is very rare. I haven't been to VCAT for rent arrears in 10 years.
It's interesting you say that, and I think that's a lot of that's come up to tech, hasn't it, at this time?
Yeah.
The ability of direct debit going in now, the DFT with you, with Macquarie Bank or whoever you may be, but also our functioning processes have got a lot stronger. That there is rent arrears out there because people do go through financial hardship.
Absolutely.
But not the significant rent arrears that there was 10 years ago.
Totally agree.
And it's, as you say, that rent arrears is a minor part of our industry these days. What I've got to hear when we talk about the significant shift in there, you actually mentioned the smoke alarms and the CO2 carbon monoxide. Can you tell us a bit about that and the importance of what is happening now and what the future looks like in that space?
It's actually not regulated at the moment under residential tenancies, which is always a hard thing, because as an agent, we want to keep our landlords and our tenants safe. Oh, by the way, they're not called landlords anymore. They're going to be called residential rental providers.
Wow.
Tenants will be called renters. So I'm still going to call them landlords, because I'm not going to call them RRPs. But anyway, with the smoke alarms and gas, it's our recommendation that smoke alarms are done every 12 months by a reputable company, a smoke alarm company, and it's our recommendation that gas heaters are checked every 2 years and serviced. But it's nothing that's enforced or written anywhere, so apart from in Energy Safe, where it's a recommendation. So I know there's a smoke alarm company in particular that's working really hard with the government, and they're trying to bring in some form of regulations, and they're at the forefront of really pushing it through, which is fantastic, and I work really closely with them as well. So I think that once it becomes regulation, that's what we have to do. I think it's actually better for everyone. We're hoping we're not going down the Queensland path. So have you heard about what they're doing in Queensland with smoke alarms?
You tell me more.
So it's a fun one. They're talking about every rental property has to have hardwired smoke alarms that are interconnected in every bedroom and in every level of the house as well. And it's been estimated that it would be cost of about $2,500 per property to convert. We're hoping we don't go to that level in Vic. However, that is something that tenant support workers are pushing
and
get it in.
I think these things, like we talk about smoke alarms and the CO2 and everything else like that, it's really important to understand that, as you say, it's not regulated, but it's very important to keep it up.
Absolutely.
Because it's an also legal minefield at the moment. Coming into summer, again, legal minefield pool fences.
Yes.
Because I think this will be significant, because this podcast will go out within the next 30 days from today. And that's certainly when the warm weather's coming up, the pools are starting to get cleaned, the pool fences are starting to get left open if they're not latched. So tell us a bit about the issues of pool fences coming into the summer period.
Yeah, they're talking about changing that now too. So councils, I think they're saying that there was something that came out last week that I read that councils are going to have to inspect pool fences every 12 months.
100%.
So I'm a bit worried about my pool fence at home, actually, but anyway.
But it's even the pool fences, the actual the regulations of the pool fence has changed as well. So for some people that said, okay, now I got my pool fence 5 years ago, actually thought that they got it and they did do it properly, but the actual regulations height away from that has all changed as well. So I think it's a really important time to for people, for landlords, or what do you call them?
Residential rental providers.
Yep, we'll stick with the landlords. For the landlords to not just assume that it's right, but maybe a really great time to check, because councils are coming out, are making a really point of it. They've got some great tech out there with Near Maps and Google Maps to check. So it's not like they have to make a hard decision to knock every door. They've got it all under control. Yeah. So, but pool fences is a very, very legal minefield if it's not inspected up to date, and spas.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us a bit about that, spas? Because a lot of people think that they're okay.
Yeah, it's just like a pool fence. Any body of water that can hold more than 30 centimetres has to be correctly fenced. So that also includes, you know, tenants that go to Kmart, grab a blow-up pool, pop it in the backyard for summer. If it can hold more than 30 centimetres of water, it has to be correctly fenced. So that's one that we find a lot when we do our routine inspections.
And look, so again, for us, we're not really, don't want to make this all doom and gloom, because as I said, there is a significant change coming in the industry. No. I personally think, yeah, with you, I'm along the lines that I think it is in favour of the tenants. But again, here at O'Brien Real Estate, we're really excited that we actually have someone like you who guides us through that. And that's what you're here to do, is train our property managers for that. And also, I think it's really important that if our landlords aren't too sure, that they actually communicate with their property manager.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's a lot of the time, landlords just have their properties and they look after them, and they hear from us, and we want to be more than just a place that collects rent, maintains maintenance. We need to be industry experts.
Yep.
And I think the exciting thing that for you being here with us, Hayley, is that the vision of property management now has gone a lot bigger than it used to be 10, 15 years ago, where it used to be someone sitting in the office, banging down doors, making nasty phone calls on arrears and say, hurry up. But now it's really coming about. We've got high legislative improvements or in issues coming in. We've also got some really legal minefields we've got to step over. Tenants have got a little bit more rights than they had before, and moving stronger in that.
Mm-hmm.
But before we leave and finish off today's podcast, because it's been a fantastic opportunity, can you just give us one or two or three points that you could say, if you're a first time, second time, or a long time landlord, what would you be thinking to do over the next 30, 60, 90 days?
Make sure that your properties are up to where they need to be, maintenance-wise. The other thing I'd be looking at is, if you have an existing tenant in place and they're not an ideal tenant, look at ways to actually remove them from the property before the legislation comes in. It will be harder to remove them from the property once the legislation does hit. So we did a bit of a clean-up a couple of months ago and just went through the portfolio and said, right, which are the ones that we don't want to carry forward next year? Let's just remove them from the property now, get it cleaned up and start again. So I think that would be my biggest recommendation. Or see if you can work with the tenant to bring them up to a standard that you want them to be. Give them a chance. We put one tenant on a 5-month lease, knowing that what we can then do, if we can't bring them up to where we need them to be with their rent, we can serve an end of fixed term tenancy notice in 3 months' time, basically, and get them out. So it's just looking at things a little bit differently, knowing that these regulations are coming in, the legislation is coming in, and you want to make sure that you're prepared and you've got the right tenant in place when it hits.
I think let's touch on that for a little bit, because I think we can finish off with that. Maintenance, 100%.
Yep.
Should be always on top of it, regular, looking at it. And the maintenance, I like to call it, is maintenance, not actually fixing. Because when maintenance goes on, then it becomes fixing.
Yep.
You must maintain the property. Tenants, yeah, look, we believe that we can often vet tenants to the best of the possibility, but then things change in their life. So what might change, we can't deal with. But the thing is here that for landlords that say it's okay, what they tolerate becomes the standard, and it's not okay moving forward.
Correct.
And I know that we've got some really good-hearted landlords, and, I mean, they're fantastic. They say, I understand because... Look, I've been through this position before, I understand, but it's not the time to understand because it's, as you said, with the new legislation, really that in the favour of the tenant, look, whatever we tolerate now moving forward becomes the standard, and the standard's just not good enough for us that we want to be the very best on ground and want you guys, our landlords, to have the very best experience being a landlord and not just be one, but be multiple, be and put that multiple investment through your
Absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, Hayley, well, thank you very much for joining the team here as our first industry expert at O'Brien Real Estate, and we look forward to seeing you more often and hearing from you in the future.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.